Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas is expected to formally submit a bid for statehood through the United Nations Security Council today. The odds aren't good, even if they get the 9 votes they need in the Security Council. The U.S. has said it will veto the motion. We spoke yesterday with Dori Gold, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.N., and he offered the Israeli perspective on this Palestinian bid.
Look at all the negotiations that existed in the last decade or so, or 20 years, that brought about a resolution of conflict. Take, for example, the Dayton Accord that ended the war in Bosnia. The people run to the UN every Tuesday and Thursday. We have got to put a stop to this so that we can get to real negotiations.
Today we're joined by Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, the 2005 runner-up for the presidency of the Palestinian National Authority and currently Secretary General of the Palestinian National Initiative. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I wonder how you feel about this this characterization of the Palestinians running to the UN every Tuesday and Thursday.
We're running for our freedom. And if going to the United Nations, the House of International Legitimacy, to demand freedom and justice is a wrong act, then what do they expect us to do? They want us to go into military actions like Israel does, conducting a war every 2 years. They've been conducting wars every 2 years, and we've been trying to negotiate with them for 20 years, and all we hear is continuation of settlement activities, the killing of the possibility of peace based on two-state solution because of expansion of settlements. And when we are here today, we're going to the United Nations to make an alarm to the world that if you stay silent and if we wait longer, we could lose the very last opportunity of peace based on two-state solution because of the Israeli behavior and because of Israel's blocking of negotiations.
Doctor, what then would be the purpose? If the United States will end up vetoing this bid for statehood, what does it gain you for the president to submit it?
Well, I would feel very sorry for the United States because it would be voting not only against Palestinians and their right to be free like everybody else. They would be making a veto against 85% of the population of the world who live in countries that recognize Palestine. As a matter of fact, President Obama will be making a veto against himself, against his own promise that by September 2011 we would become a member of the United Nations.
Well, what about these fears that I'm sure are shared by both Israelis and Americans that one of the purposes of trying to get membership in the United Nations is to be able to bring Israeli government officials up on charges before the International Criminal Court?
I think anybody who commits crimes should be taken to justice. And if Israel commits crimes, it should be ruled. If Israel is committing crimes, it should be accountable. The best way of avoiding that is stop making crimes, stop occupation, stop the creation of an apartheid system that has become much worse than what prevailed in South Africa. You know, when we are struggling to end apartheid here and occupation, we are struggling not only to free the Palestinians, but the Israelis themselves as well, because the Israelis themselves will not be free unless we are free.
Dr. Barghouti, a Palestinian leader, speaking to us from Ramallah this morning. You know, the procedures in the UN are a little bit arcane. If the veto in the Security Council shuts down the draft resolution that would go under normal circumstances to the General Assembly, would you support Mahmoud Abbas taking this directly to the General Assembly and seeking a two-thirds vote?
Yes, I think this is what should be done. And then we should go back again to the Security Council. Many countries like Japan and Switzerland had to do it several times. We can do it. But the most important thing is that this should help us change the paradigm, should change the balance of power on the ground, and allow us to achieve our freedom. And this should be perceived as part of a bigger process. The most important thing is not to allow ourselves again to fall into the same vicious cycle of oppression, useless negotiations and continuous conflicts that erupt into wars from 1 year to another.
We're speaking with Dr. Mustafa Barghouti. He's currently the Secretary General of the Palestinian National Initiative. You know, you describe them as useless negotiations, and this is something that we spoke about yesterday with Dori Gold, former Israeli ambassador to the UN, and here's what he had to say about that.
Our army has pulled back. Today, if you take a drive from Hebron in the southern West Bank up to Jenin, except for the entry and exit of Jerusalem, you'll find maybe two inspection points. In other words, the whole situation has completely changed, and to just simply assert that they've got nothing from negotiations maybe builds up support for their case, but it's simply untrue.
Your response?
Mr. Gold is describing the improvement in the fact that we had smaller presence and now we have bigger presence. But they are still prisons. We don't want to be in prisons. We want to be free. I want to move freely. I was born in Jerusalem. I worked as a medical doctor, as a cardiologist in Jerusalem for 15 years. Now Israel does not allow me to enter Jerusalem, prevents me from reaching Gaza, does not allow me to visit my sister who lives in Jerusalem. That kind of segregation is not freedom. Freedom means free will and free movement and our right to be free and independent.
Well,
but Dr. Barghouti, if this Security Council resolution and this whole UN effort slows down the level of improvement, isn't that a problem for the Palestinian people?
No, it won't. We want to get rid of the cause of the problem. We don't want symptomatic treatment. We don't want an aspirin to relieve the pain. We want to remove the cause of the pain, the cancer, the occupation, the apartheid system that hurts the future not only of Palestinians, but the future of both Palestinians and Israelis.
So let's say that eventually the Palestinians gain their own independent state. Within the borders of the Palestinian state, the Israelis would also be able to move freely? Without any checkpoints? Or?
Of course, we want full freedom, either in two states or in one state. It's their choice. I wouldn't mind living in one state with full democratic rights, with equal rights and equal duties. But they don't want that. And at the same time, they deny us our right to be free in our own little state. We say to them, choose. Either freedom for Palestinians in two-state solution or in one-state solution. One thing you will not get from us is that we would accept to remain slaves of occupation and apartheid forever.
Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, the Secretary General of the Palestinian National Initiative. He was also 2005 runner-up for the presidency of the Palestinian National Authority. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Yesterday, we spoke with Dori Gold, former Israeli ambassador to the UN. You can hear that conversation at our website, thetakeaway.org.